Media show war dead after 18-year ban. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. US President Barack Obama has changed many things since he took office. The latest is the end of an 18-year ban on media coverage of returning American war dead. Since 1991, no American news network has been allowed to televise coffins of US military personnel returning from foreign wars. George Bush Sr. imposed the ban in 1991 during the first Gulf War. He said he wanted to protect families from the grief of seeing their loved ones return in coffins. Neither President Bill Clinton nor President George W. Bush ever changed the policy. President Obama made it an election promise to overturn the ban. He said it was for families to choose whether or not to allow the media to film the return of their fallen heroes. News cameras were present at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday, April the 5th, for the arrival of the remains of Philip Myers. The 30-year-old airman was killed in Afghanistan on Saturday by a roadside bomb. Eight colleagues carried the flag-draped coffin past seven of Mr. Myers' family. Nearly 40 members of the press were present at the ceremony. Their cameras remained silent as prayers were said, and there was no flash photography. The Pentagon says that 4,262 members of America's military have died in Iraq since the invasion in March 2003. Another 673 have been killed in Afghanistan. Vice President Joe Biden said the ban had allowed coffins to be snuck back into the country to hide the cost of the war on terror.